To all whom it may concern, just a gentle reminder that per the clearly outlined freeze guidelines circulated last week, no deployments or server-side changes should be executed during this upcoming holiday weekend, as we've known user traffic to spike. While it's impressive that some team members feel confident enough to optimize production during peak load times, we'd all benefit from observing the agreed upon stability protocols, especially when said optimizations result in temporary outages. As seen this morning at 9:12 a.m. Pacific time. Moving forward, please route any proposed changes through Leonard before deciding to push through. Thank you for your cooperation, and we'll pick this up after Hotsheet. And send. You know what's funny? I didn't name him. Not once. Didn't have to. It's painfully obvious who's responsible for this morning's little production blunder. A more insufferable man I've never met. He thinks the rules don't apply to him, like he can just break things and put them back together before anyone notices. That smug little wunderkind might have everyone else under his spell, but not me. Honestly, I didn't even want to hire him. My boss insisted, said we needed more character hires. Someone with a brash personality who gets things done. I've been here long enough to watch the org chart change 3 times and still managed to outdo every man on this floor. But somehow he just struts in all ego and bravado and I'm just expected to be flattered by his competence? Please. I bet it kills Mr. Personality to report to me. Junior title, senior attitude. I clocked it from the moment we met. He was underestimating me. And yet, despite his pristine syntax and robotic punctuality, I take real, shameless joy in calculating his rare little mistakes. The Schadenfreude is immaculate. Watching him redo work because I told him to. Priceless. He's my only direct full-time subordinate, but unlike the interns, he doesn't respect me. Doesn't even pretend to. Maybe it's the age thing. He's a few years older. Or maybe he just can't comprehend taking orders from a curvy woman who codes faster than he does. Either way, he doesn't bother hiding his contempt anymore. The interns at least call me ma'am. He calls me Brad. Oh, a reply already. Holiday infrastructure freeze. Appreciate the reminder. I'll be sure to double check the date next time a minor update is mistaken for a sabotage. I assure you, the intention behind this morning's deployment was to reduce backlog going into next week, not to introduce instability. While it's unfortunate that a minor hiccup occurred, things are back to normal now and no user data was affected in the changeover. Going forward, I'll be sure to run any future changes through Leonard, as you suggested. On an unrelated note, if the turkey sandwiches in the fridge are yours, maybe try switching it up sometime, Brat? You can afford to go off the Thanksgiving diet for a few weeks. Why, that fucking asshole. He's lucky I don't forward this to HR or my boss or someone. I don't know. I'll figure out something. But if he talked to his boss that way in any other company, his ass would be fired. He's lucky I'm so lenient. Just for that. Holiday infrastructure freeze. Thank you for your thoughtful clarification. As long as you're communicating with the team, it's fine. To ensure your hours are balanced across both deployment and QA, I've reassigned the following tasks to you. Audit version 8.1's UI for accessibility compliance using the full WCAG checklist. Review and label all unresolved tickets from the last 2 months. Organize old working files and put them in a new folder labeled old on server. Manually validate responsiveness on all archived pages across 3 device sizes. These tasks should help maintain consistency across our client-facing and internal assets and give you space to boost productivity in a more controlled and appropriate environment. Let me know if you need clarification. There. That ought to keep him occupied for the rest of the week. Or at least keep his grubby mitts from making any more changes. This has been the longest month of my life. Every task I toss his way, he finishes in record time. All with that smug look on his face. It's like he's trying to make a fool of me in front of management, paint me as the overbearing, high-strung boss, so he can slip right into my role like some passive-aggressive little hermit crab. We've always bickered, sure, but something changed after the holiday. He's been more ruthless lately. First, he made a snide comment in front of my interns about how I'm always late because I stop for iced coffee. As if his personality is bearable without caffeine. Naturally, I retaliated. I spiked my lunch that he's always stealing with ghost peppers and waited for the fireworks to start. Watched him do the dance of the flaming sphincter all morning long. Suddenly, Mr. Smart Guy had nothing to say between his speed walks to the bathroom. Of course, he got me back. Stole the throw blanket from my office and opened up all the windows. My desk was practically a meat locker. So, I replaced his beloved ergonomic chair, the fancy one he brought from home, with a yoga ball, to which he proceeds to accidentally spill my iced coffee on my laptop while we were talking at my desk. Now I'm stuck using this crusty-ass HP from 2011 that sounds like a jet engine in flight. And that was a straw that broke the camel's back. This morning, I escalated, I started a rumor that today is his daughter's birthday, ignoring the fact that he actually doesn't have any children. Minor, trifling detail. God, it's been so much fun to watch his face sink further and further each time he's received another pink, sparkly doodad to add to his growing collection. He was gifted everything from pink balloons to frilly dresses, even a tiara. My ace, though? A box of donuts on his desk with a sticky note that read, "To help you celebrate." Only he opened it and found a crudité platter instead. Goodness, that man never looked more betrayed in his life. Expecting donuts, getting celery. That'll teach him to steal my turkey sandwich out of the fridge. Come in. Oh, it's you. It doesn't matter. Just come in before you let the AC out. I thought you would have gone home by now. Look, I'm still tired from my performance review earlier, so the last thing I need is you gloating. It's bad enough all us mid-levels got reviewed the same day. I skipped lunch for that shit. Don't say it. I don't want to remember signing off on that. Fucking 10%. They just had to give you 10%. Yeah, yeah, you're a good worker. But your attitude alone should get you docked 50%. Alas, it's not my call. I just sign what I'm told to sign. Oh, absolutely. If it were solely my decision, I would have handed you a Starbucks coupon and told you to get bent. Count your blessings, darling. Hey, that is none of your business. Last I checked, I'm your boss. You could show a little respect, even if it's just the two of us in here. You are never gonna straighten up, are you? What is your problem? Since day fucking one, you've had a problem with me. Berating me, second-guessing me, stealing my lunch out of the fucking fridge. Yeah, I'm still bitter about that. It's like you get off on making me miserable. Are you out of your goddamn mind? I'm your boss, and this is my office. Huh? What do you mean I'm right? You actually get off from seeing me miserable? You sick bastard. No, I never thought that way about you. Not even once. Not even when you wore that sweater. Sweatpants combination back in November. Okay, stop it. This is messed up. We hate each other, right? That's the only reason we get through the day so easily. Don't you dare fucking drop your voice down low like that. Look, I know exactly what you're doing. What the fuck? Did you seriously just bend me over my own desk? What do you mean, stop acting like a brat? I have every damn right to- Spanking? Really? No, I didn't like it. Okay, I just- Fuck. If HR saw us like this- Okay, I won't tell, just- Don't stop. I said, don't stop, please. So what? Yeah, spanking's one of my kinks. There's something wrong with that? I'm sorry. As long as I give you attitude, you're gonna spank me, huh? Well, in that case, you remember how you were getting those girly birthday presents last week? Well, maybe the reason for that could be because I was the one who told everyone that it was your non-existent daughter's birthday. I don't know why I did it. I just did. Hey, don't hook up my skirt like that. I didn't get a chance to change yet. I was gonna go home and change back into my normal panties. I usually wear the lace ones when I go out, so I'm not sure. I guess it just makes me feel a little more powerful having something so naughty under my skirt. Oh, what? Did you get bored spanking me already? I thought you were hell-bent on payback. Oh. Oh. Shut Shut up. I am not wet between my legs. I just... You know what? You know what? If you're gonna tease me, I'm gonna tease this cock of yours. Fuck, I wasn't expecting it to be this big. It's so thick and girthy. Okay, yeah. you can shift my panties to the side. I can't believe it. I can't believe my worst enemy has his hand on my pussy. And that I'm stroking his cock. His veiny, hungry, delicious looking cock. Oh, fuck. You don't waste any time, do you? It only took you 2 seconds to find my clit. Do the same to your tip. Holy fucking shit. Yes, right there. Top of my desk. Fuck. Slow. There's a lot of you. Oh my god. I feel so full. Let me drench you all the way down to your balls. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, that's it. Who would have guessed that this is where your confidence came from? Oh, fuck. Fine. Okay, I'm not your boss right now. I don't get to tell you what to do. What? Apologize. Apologize for what? Well. I'm sorry for being a brat. I'm sorry for making your life miserable here. I'm sorry for... I can't think of anything else. Please. Please don't stop. Your cock is so fucking deep. And I've never been bottomed out like this before. Yeah. You can come on my back. Okay? Huh? What do you mean you're gonna fill me up? Wait. Maybe we can... Cream-pied me. Lucky for you, I'm on the pill, but still. Next time, just ask me. Yeah, there might be a next time. As long as you keep your mouth shut about this. Again with that, I told you. I don't want to talk any more about bonuses this year. Oh. 8%. I got an 8% bonus. Less than you. Shut up.